Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So I'm Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I'll be going over pricing and details with you. I do understand that you've been speaking with Daisy, and she's kind of gone over the outline of the program. I'm also aware that you get a lot of calls like these. In fact, I think there's two others that are in line, right?
Yeah.
Offering you the same. Okay. So,
yeah, so
you pretty much know the gist of it. Yeah. And
yeah.
You pretty much know the gist of it, where the placement is at. I just to confirm just a few things, 2 years in business, I see you guys cover LA County, Orange County, and you also go to San Bernardino, I believe you had mentioned too. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. And then I understand it's both residential, commercial, under a bigger company, but planning to fly solo. Okay. So you're under a company now, but looking to kind of separate and go out on your own?
So what, I guess this is a family business.
Okay.
I'm their sister. I'm trying to take, I'm actually a real estate agent myself. I do a little bit of marketing for myself. So I'm trying to help them get them organized.
Right.
They are actually electricians. They work for a company, but they started to kind of work on their own stuff and ended up getting like a third party to kind of send them leads.
Okay.
So they were getting leads, but they're kind of getting taxed on that, which is any lead that comes from them, they have to pay like 50% of that, and then the other 50 they get. So they were kind of saying like, oh, I like kind of the marketing they do. They get a lot of calls and they don't even know who is the technician or who goes out there or anything. They just want an electrician. So they kind of got the idea they could do it on their own, which is kind of, yeah, you can do it on your own as long as you get that reputation yourself online.
Okay. So do you know, Stephanie, if they use any type of, like, have they set up a Facebook page for the business? All I saw was a Yelp profile.
Yeah, that's exactly. So they just kind of hired me. I'm starting everything slowly. I started to do their Google. I kind of have to get verified. So I'm working on that. I started their Yelp, which is why I started getting a lot of calls. And so now I'm kind of working on setting all those pages up. I told him to start doing Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that good stuff.
Yeah, perfect. So glad to hear that you're going through the verification process. That's the first step, really. So when you get verified on Google and you create the Google profile page, you're just not going to know what page you're going to land on, because you could be buried in the pages. And let's be honest, I mean, here in California, I live in Anaheim. So Orange County electricians, I mean, they're all over the place, right? So there's a couple of different ways that you can do this, right? We could either, because we do everything under one umbrella. One package I would recommend for you would be our Platinum package, because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. That package, I would be putting them in for new in business rate. So what they would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So it would then make that initial investment, if they were to get started today, $398 every month after, then it's the $299 a month. It's a month-to-month program. There are absolutely no contracts. There's no click fees, no charges on any leads. I mean, these are live direct calls, right? So it's a flat rate. However, what this would include is the first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. Now, if they haven't created a Facebook page yet, but they do have a personal page, we can actually create it for them. It's created through the personal page so that they still have access to it. We would run Facebook ads. With Facebook ads, basically what they're doing is retargeting anyone who's performed a search on Google for an electrician or any of their services, but didn't call them. And now they're on their Facebook just looking through pictures or stories. That's when they would see their ad appear. With Facebook ads, you can target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It is a click-to-call ad. So once they click on it, they call them directly. You can even put like a little video on there, run promotions. Even if they're looking to hire people, they could do a hiring ad. So there's a lot of different things we can do with those ads. Now, we also do the directory submission, which gets them listed on Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. You know, I'm just naming a few. I did not see a website. Is that something you're currently working on?
We do. I do have a website.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I think I found it. All right, so that website, we want to make sure that it's also attached where we are promoting the business. We do include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and give you exposure on mobile devices, so anyone doing a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet can still find you guys on the first page immediately. So it pretty much covers all of the bases. Now, just to confirm with you, it's all, I don't know, I'm looking at this one and it's asking me if I want to purchase the domain. Are you still working on it?
Say that again.
I see alltimeelectric.com.
Yes.
Okay. Are you still working on the domain? Working on the website?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure because it says it's parked. And I'm like, wait a minute. I know she said they had a website. Okay. Then that explains.
Oh, it's parked. Okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah. So
yeah.
Because
it's not like the domain's, it's not like the website's completed yet.
Would you guys be able to help us? Okay, so that's the thing. So he kind of hired me to be his admin assistant and all of that. I'm still working on his actual billing, which is a mess, and accounting and all that stuff. So that's why I have not had really time for marketing on his end.
Yeah, well, guess what? We can. So you purchased the domain from GoDaddy, right? Because that's what it looks like. Perfect.
Yes.
As long as you purchased it from GoDaddy, we could actually build a website for them at no additional cost. I would include it. Now, the websites that we build, I'm going to tell you, they're Google compliant, they're mobile friendly, they're actually called a My Site. So it's more of a customized website to fit the business. Now, these websites, what I love about them, Stephanie, is they have the automatic SEO settings. It's going to help with the ranking. We can add videos, pictures, reviews from their clients. This is also kind of like a do-it-yourself website. So let's say they wanted to go in, right, and they wanted to maybe move some content around, maybe add some more photos. They have the ability to do that too, or they just leave it to us to do it all. Whether someone is looking at that website from their mobile device, from their desktop, or even if they're looking at it from their iPhone, right? It will adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. So we would customize it to fit their business using their domain.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. And that would be at no additional cost. And then again, we'll also include the voice activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, also giving them exposure on mobile devices that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Pretty much covers all of the bases. This is a platinum package. Just so you understand, that local map basically is going to cover anyone that is searching in the zip code where you pin verify the business and anyone within 5 to 10 miles. That's what's considered the local area. Okay? So how we get you found outside of that is by running either Facebook ads or even running Google ads. So this platinum package includes the Facebook ads, and for that reason, that's why I was sharing this one with you. It's not as expensive as our next package that includes the Google ads, but I'll also share that one with you as well. Now, with this platinum package, those Facebook ads will reach as far as 50 miles. So that's still going to put you into Orange County. Where are they exactly based out of? What city?
We're in LA.
Okay.
So that's the thing. We're in LA, but they're kind of been electricians their whole lives almost.
Right.
One is going for 15 years. The other one's going for, I'm not sure how many. So they've been all over the LA, Orange County.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to electricians, it's like, need them now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm getting to. The areas that we live close to by are not really good, so they say. So they would rather get areas like, I guess, richer areas is what they
Orange County, yeah, we have a lot of areas like Costa Mesa, you know, Newport, like what we call the higher end areas. Anaheim Hills, Yorba Linda. Those are like where there's more money. Brea. You know, Brea is another one. And then when you're talking, I mean, some parts of LA, like, do they go to Westlake? Do they go, I mean, there's just, LA is so big, right?
Yeah. Okay. So they go everywhere. Because like I said, because we're starting the business, they really want to get an exposure. And get leads, basically, because they did really learn a lot from this company that they're in, which is kind of, they're on their own. They're just getting the leads from them. It just sucks.
Yeah.
They have to go.
Now, I'm trying to think. Are they licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. I know this
so they had to. That's one of the things that they had to be to work for that company, because they're kind of like contractors and on their own.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. So here's the other option too. Okay. If they wanted the package that has the Google Ads, keep in mind the Google Ads, it runs on a rotation, right? So the Google Ads, basically, you can target specific counties. You could target by zip code. You could target by mile radius. The furthest that they would ever cover is 100 miles, and I would never recommend that, because that's just spreading you guys out really thin with your Google Ads, and it's not going to give you as much of a better conversion rate. However, there is another program that I think would be really good for them. It's just that there's certain requirements that Google requires for it, and I'll explain. It's called Google Guaranteed. You'll see them at the very tippy top of the page, and they have a green check mark next to it. Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead is actually coming to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. Okay? Now, there are certain requirements. So they require that they have at least a Google business profile with no less than 5 Google reviews. They require the license for the electricians for California, and they also require the insurance, which is the certificate of liability, whatever the state requires for California, right? And they're going to run a background check. So they're going to ask for their social on the application, and they're going to go back to make sure that there's no felonies. They don't look at misdemeanors or DUIs. In fact, they go back 7 years. Okay. Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee. You go through the approval process to get approved by Google. The application's filled out. It's submitted. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, it does take about 4 to 8 weeks, like I said, to get approved. Once they get approved, we would just follow up, let them know they've been approved by Google. When would they like the leads to be turned on? Okay. Do you know where they have the business registered?
I'm not 100% sure.
Like the zip code?
I'm not 100% sure. I think my older, like I said, it's a family business, so it's two brothers that are Christians. So I'm not sure if it's one location or the other.
Okay. Do you know either one of those zip codes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, just give me one, and I'm just going to kind of give you an idea.
91108.
Okay. So just to kind of give you an idea what the cost on the leads would be if we went by that zip code, right? Basically, it's just, I'm just going to give you an idea, but again, we would need to know exactly like where it's registered, because that license and insurance has to reflect the same address. So.
Got it.
For that,
so let's say we want to go with a smaller ticket, just so we don't have to go through all of that much verification.
Right. Yeah.
Do we? Can we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just to kind of give you an idea, okay, just so you know for future reference, okay, if it's something later on down the road they want to do, the Google Guaranteed Program for the electricians, they would pay a minimum of $261 that would give them up to 13 leads in the month. So basically their leads are costing them $20 a lead. Now, if someone called them outside of the services, like to say to remove a tree, if someone called them outside of their service area and they don't accept the job, or if they called to sell them marketing, or they called to see if they're hiring, those are all considered unqualified leads, Google will automatically credit those leads right back to them because they're unqualified. If they got one lead in the month, and I've never seen that happen, Stephanie, but let's say they only received one lead, what is left over in that budget will roll over to the next month, which means the next month, all they are paying is $20 for the lead that they got the month before. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's something they might want to consider, you know, later on down the line, but definitely the one package I would recommend for them would be the platinum one to get started with, because don't get me wrong, Google ads are great, but they are more expensive. You're looking at a monthly of $4.99. So it's more expensive, and I feel they're going to have a better conversion rate with the Facebook ads as opposed to Google ads right now.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
It's good. This is good information.
Are you a notary too, by chance?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I found a Yelp listing for you. Because I do different searches. I search by the company name. I search by the phone number because I want to see what's out there, right? I mean, I should be doing my research too and not just asking you a bunch of million questions, right? So that's why I look all kinds of different ways just to see like what currently is out there. I don't want to offer something that you guys might already have. So
I actually want to do. So this is the thing. I kind of love ego and the way you've been speaking to me. Like I'm telling you, I've gotten a lot of calls and I kind of hang up and tell them like, oh, send it to me by email. But I like the way you kind of explain everything to me, and I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So. The thing is with them, I'm not 100% sure if they do have their license or not.
Okay.
That's why I'm not going with the Google ad.
The Google guaranteed? Yeah, no. That's totally fine. Yeah, because they'll be very particular on a specific licensing, and if they don't have it, it's not good. They wouldn't be qualified, and I wouldn't even start their application process until I know they specifically have already 5 reviews. And that they have the exact license that Google is requiring, which is typically whatever California requires for their licensing for electricians, and that they would have the certificate of liability insurance. That's why I said this Google guaranteed might be something they later on down the line might want to kind of, you know, run it back again and let's see, right? I highly recommend the Platinum package.
Okay, the Platinum package is the one where you said that you can help us with his website and all that.
Yes. Even if they did the Platinum Premier package, which is the one with the Google ads, and that doesn't require the licensing and insurance, right? Even with that package, I would still include the website using their domain, building it off of their domain.
So we can't do Google ads.
Yeah, you can run Google ads. So when you're looking at Google, right, you do the search on Google. At the very top of the page, you'll see Google Guaranteed, and it has a green check mark. That's the pay-per-lead program, okay? Underneath of that is the sponsored ads, which are Google ads. Underneath of that is a local map. Google Guaranteed is the one that they want the specific licensing for electricians, and they do the background check on that. Google ads, they don't run background checks. Yeah, and the Google local SEO, they don't – you know, it's not required, but I know when you're getting verified, Stephanie, they're going to ask you for certain documents. They're going to want you to do, they might even have you do like the video verification, right? Or they might just require, because I know we're requiring it now when we're signing up businesses and we're having to get them verified. We are requiring that they send us pictures of their tools, their equipment, their work truck or their work van. Send us a picture of their business license or the registration for their business. Send us a picture of their insurance, their business card, an invoice, their workspace. Because the more of these photos that we have of these items, the faster it is to get them verified on Google. And the reason that Google's doing this now, and how we know this, because we're a Google channel partner, so we kind of get a heads up on it, is because Google's trying to separate the illegitimate businesses from the ones that are legitimate, like you guys, that are losing business because these guys that aren't licensed, aren't insured, aren't even like a legitimate company are now taking business away from the companies like theirs that are trying to get on Google. So it's like kind of separating the fat from the cream, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
That package, right? How much is that?
Yeah, so if they wanted the package with the Google Ads, that one would run $499 a month with the $99 setup fee.
With the $99, so right now the total would be?
So that package, what they would be looking at, like if they went with the Platinum Premier, in fact, are we talking on the cell phone by chance?
Yes.
Okay, can you get text messages on this phone?
Yes.
Okay, let me do this. This will be easier. So that way you see what I'm talking about. I'm going to send you our pricing page. As soon as you get the link, I'm texting it to you. Just click on it, and it's going to open up saying Local Splash, take control of your online presence. And we're in Fountain Valley, by the way. We're in Orange County.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So we're in California. That's how I know the area is in Orange County, because I live in Orange County. I actually live in Anaheim. Okay. So when you get that link, just click on it, and then it'll open up the page that says Local Splash, take control of your online presence. So basically, this is like our pricing page, right? These are the original rates. They do not apply to you guys because I've implemented the new in business rate, which isn't a rate that we particularly advertise, okay? So are you on that page yet?
Yes.
Okay. So if you look at the top, generate more business. So it kind of gives you how we help you generate more business. And that's basically getting you guys found online, getting you the most qualified leads at the least amount of cost. But again, they're not leads. These are actual phone calls. They just call them leads. Now, okay. Monitoring reviews, we help you with that as well. So we can even create you a tiny URL that they can text or email to their clients and have them click on it, leave them a review. We simplify it as much as possible. We encourage you to get reviews. The more, the better. Tracking your success is super important. So they will have a customized tracking and reporting system, allows you to track the phone calls that you're receiving from new customers, how many times you came up in the search results, view your keywords. You can even see where they performed the location of the search. Okay. Proven success, as you see there, we've been in business 18 years. We've assisted over 10,000 plus, you know, businesses with our online marketing. Our average client satisfaction rate out of 5 is a 4.9. I will tell you, considering how long we've been in business, is not too bad. You'll find us on Google as well. We have over 800 reviews. We're 4.2. Okay. Now, our process, we do the consultation, plan selection, client interview, onboarding, campaign fulfillment, ongoing optimization. In a nutshell, we are consistently managing their account, because as long as they are successful with our program, that's going to equal our success. And because we do month to month, we're consistently earning their business. Below that, you'll see the Google Partner badge. What that tells you is that we are a channel partner to Google, which means we've met Google's requirements, having our technicians highly trained, certified, demonstrating ad skills, meeting the net spend, and because of that, Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. So that's why we can say that our listing is exclusive, because we're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. However, we do work with many businesses throughout the United States for many different industries. Okay? Now below, you'll see Pro, Platinum, Platinum Premier, and the Ideal. The Ideal has to do with Google Guaranteed, so I would totally omit that. The Pro package is like your super basic. It's like it's going to give you minimal results. It's like someone who just wants to have a presence on Google, okay? That I would never offer to you guys, because it's not even going to get them close to what they need. The only packages that I would offer would be the Platinum, as you see there. It's typically $599 a month, and we add a $299 setup fee. For the new business rate, it drops your monthly rate to $299, and your setup fee is only $99. Okay, so that price at $299 a month stays at that price, grandfathered in, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. It will never change. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the Platinum Premier, that is the one that includes the Google Ads, okay? That's the only difference between the Platinum and the Platinum Premier. The Platinum Premier is the one with the Google Ads. So that package is typically $1,098 with a $299 setup fee. We can offer you the monthly from $1,098. We drop it to $499. And then it's just a $99 setup fee. So that one's $598 if you were to get started with that one. And then you pay $499 every month after that. Okay?
Okay.
So the Platinum, it will still include the Alexa, the voice-activated searches. It's still going to include the mobile platform. I know you don't see it there, but in the email that I send with everything detailed, it will show it there on what's included in that package.
Okay.
So, again, either one of those websites would, I mean, they're with either packages, either one of those. Okay?
Okay.
And this just kind of gives you basically everything in a nutshell. You know?
Yeah, okay. A lot.
And I know it's a lot of information, but I just kind of want you to have that general idea. And then I did just send you this link just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of the type of websites that we create. On those websites as well, there's a lead form. A lead form is where it'll say contact us and someone can put their name, phone number, email, address, and what their message is. We consider that a hot lead. Sometimes people don't have time to call, but they have some questions, right? You would receive that in an email because we don't want them missing anything. Okay?
Oh.
So I kind of sent you an example just so you can kind of see the layout of that website.
Okay, I love it. Pretty nice.
And we would create it using, again, their domain.
Okay.
Okay.
Would I be able to start now? I'm actually texting the editor now. So
like, can I just do this now? Yeah. I mean, if you want to get it started, and so how far did you get in the verification process?
I'm supposedly getting a postcard now.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. So when you get that postcard, you could either give us the verification code and we can go ahead and implement it, or you can do it yourself. And then what you would do is then add us on as managers, okay, to that profile page so that way we can manage it, and you're going to add us on. Now, have you built the Facebook page yet or no?
No.
That's something you're having them do.
I told him to start.
Okay.
From a Facebook page we have.
So we could build the business Facebook page. We just need to know what personal Facebook it's going to be created through. So that way you guys still have access to it. Because that's how they're all created. You have to have a personal page. Okay? So let me do this, Stephanie. So I'm assuming you like the Platinum, right? The first one we talked about? Okay. Perfect.
Well, you said the Platinum Premier, we would end up kind of getting it for what Platinum is with the deal you're giving me over the phone, right?
The Platinum Premier, yes. If you wanted the Platinum Premier, which is the one with the Google Ads, that one is $499 monthly as opposed to the Platinum. So if you look back, the Platinum is the one that's giving you the Facebook ads along with the Google Local listing right on the first page. That one's $299 a month with a $99 setup fee. The Platinum Premier, it doesn't have the Facebook ads. What it has instead is the Google ads. That's the only difference between those two. The Platinum has Facebook ads. Google ads is the one that's the Platinum Premier.
Got it. Let's do Google ads.
Okay. And, I mean, there's also, too, like, let's say later on down the line, you guys want to add Facebook ads. I mean, if you want the, like, whole shebang, and I'm talking Facebook ads and Google ads, then you're looking at $599 a month. And even if you don't do the Facebook ads now, you could always implement it later if you wanted at any time.
Okay?
Okay, so let me, what's the best email for you so I could at least get this sent over to you in writing?
Yeah, so let's do his email that I do have control over.
Okay. I was going to say, I want it to be an email that you have access to. Because whenever we correspond and receipts are going to go to that email, okay?
Okay, yeah. Let me... So the email is alltime.electric.ca@gmail.com.
Well, you wear a lot of hats, huh?
I do. I'm trying.
So I have, you poor thing, I have alltime.electric.ca@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me do this while we're on the phone. I'm going to be sending you two emails. Okay, so the first email, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, which is me. The first one is going to say in the subject, Google advertising. Okay, and let me just implement on there that the website is also included on that. I'm going to put it in the email so that way you have it still there. Okay, so let me just put that real quick. And it's just going to notate everything that we just discussed that's included in the program as well as the pricing. Okay, so that way you have it there that price is never going to change. Okay, so let me do that. And I'll try to get you through this as quickly as possible, but I'm going to be pretty descriptive on everything because I like to notate everything correctly and not miss nothing. Okay? That's just the way I am. Okay. So there goes the first email. Okay? Now, the second email that you're going to receive, it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics, and what that does, it's just going to give you an overview of the reporting system on how it would look when you're viewing your results with us. So let me send that. And then do you have the emails open just to make sure you got the emails?
I do.
Okay, good. Okay, so the first one, did it come through yet? If you don't see it in the inbox, okay, because sometimes it might go to the promotional box because you've never gotten a correspondence from us. Okay, so I just sent the second one. And then now what I'm going to do, Stephanie, so this phone number, is this going to be the number that's going to be listed for the business, the 818-288-3308?
So, okay, again, we're a small business and I'm kind of wearing all the hats. So he actually wanted, so sometimes he's on a job site and he's not able to answer a call. So he kind of liked what he had at his other company where there were some girls like in the Philippines just transferring him calls. He didn't. So I guess he wants me or my other brother to answer any call that, we don't get. So then I got this Grasshopper app that gave us a number we're going to use, but I need to confirm.
Okay. So when would you be able to confirm that? Because I want to make sure that we list the correct number, right?
Tomorrow. I guess tomorrow. Sorry, he kind of just transferred this call to me.
It's okay.
I don't know. I wasn't prepared.
You're like, he just threw this on my lap. Okay.
It was good. Technically going to help me with a lot, which
no, of course. And listen, really, this is going to take some of it off of your plate, right? Because I can tell you wear a lot of hats. So here's what I'm going to do. So when it ever associates with the account, right? Like, let's say we have an update on the account. Let's say we have a question. We need to get in touch with you. I'm assuming you're going to be the primary because you're the one. You're going to be our contact, right, regarding this account. So your number would be the number that we would call just regarding the account. That number is not going to be listed anywhere on Google, okay? Because you're gonna confirm what number should be listed there. I'll notate that on the account so that way they're aware that, listen, we're waiting to know what number it is that's gonna be listed. Okay?
Okay.
So what I'm gonna do right now, Stephanie, is I'm actually gonna send you these three text messages, okay? I am what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always like to provide my information so that you have it for your records. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to send you the first text. Once you get all three, let me know. The second text is going to be the number to our customer service department. So you will have a team that's dedicated to your account here within our company. We don't outsource it. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding the account, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. Okay? And then the last message that I just sent you, it's a link to a YouTube video. And the video is, I'm going to say, about 6 minutes long. I would like you to watch it when you have time. It's real simple. It's nothing complicated, but it's just going to walk you through on how you go in and, you know, maneuver through the results through your client dashboard. Okay. So that way you can get familiar with it. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Now, how do you spell your name? Is it without the E at the end, just S-T-E-F-A-N-I?
No, so it's P-H. So it's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E.
Okay. All right. And what's your last name, Stephanie? It's just for the account purpose. It's not going to show up anywhere.
Aguilar. A-G-U-I-L-A-R.
Okay. Aguilar. All right. And then the company is going to read as All Time Electric?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what address are you PIN verifying it at?
His address.
Okay.
So that's a question I had. It could be any address, right? Just a residential address that he visits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because here's what it is. You guys have a home office. It's not like someone comes to their business to select flooring or to pick out tile, right? They are electricians. They go to the residence. They go to the commercial buildings to do the work, right? They're mobile. So typically, businesses will PIN verify themselves at their home address, which is considered a home office. As long as it's not a P.O. box, you're good.
Okay.
I just want to have the address that you PIN verified at, just to have it on file, so if there should ever be any issues with your guys' account, we know what address it's PIN verified at.
Okay. So the address is 13676.
Uh-huh.
Case Street in Los Angeles, California. Well, actually, it's not LA. It's Arvida.
What street?
Chase, C-H-A-S-E.
Oh, Chase Street. Okay. And it comes out Arvida, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I showed the zip code as 91331.
Yes.
It's so funny because it gives me the suggestion that it's Arletta, but then it when I punch it in, it says Los Angeles with that zip code. I think because it's kind of like a borderline, you know? Okay.
So, you know what? I'm actually a real estate agent, so it's the legal, you know, L.A. has, it's actually a big city, and we are technically still with that.
Yeah, I believe it. L.A. is just so huge. It's like, when does the county end? You know, same thing with San Bernardino, too. Okay. Now, we're going to be going over billing. So one thing I wanted to clarify with you. So the payment that's going to be made, the card that you're using, whose name is on the card? Is it yours? Is it one of the brothers?
Edgar's.
Okay. Okay, got it. And then you said Edgar right now is in the middle of a job, right?
He might be available, actually.
Okay. The only reason why I say is, so as I'm setting up this account, Stephanie, here's what I'm going to do, okay? Let me just put on here. I'm going to put that you're the marketing, what do they call you, the marketing manager, the secretary?
Yeah. The marketing. I don't even know what I am.
I'm going to put you as the manager. Okay.
Okay.
So, what is, how does Edgar's name read on the card?
Edgar Aguilar.
Okay, no middle initial or nothing, right?
Nope.
Okay, and the billing address for that card, is it the same?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. What is the card number when you're ready?
4, 3,
I'm going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4347-6970-9955-1811.
Yes.
Expiration month and year?
Zero seven of 28?
Yes. Okay. And what's the CVV code on the back?
826.
Okay. I'm not going to process the payment yet. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to walk you through this voice verification recording. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you guys that we'll send in writing with your invoice. It's going to go over the billing date. Now, we ask, Stephanie, that you at least stick it out 2 months, okay, because you know with Google, nothing happens overnight. And then at the end, I'm going to go over all the timeline with you, too, because we get moving pretty quickly here. Now, it's going to say that it's a two-month verbal agreement, but again, you are paying monthly. If at any time you decide you want to cancel, in the voice verification, it's going to say you need to call us at least 3 business days before the billing is due, so this way you don't get charged. You're not going to have a cancellation fee. We don't work like that, okay? It's, again, month to month. Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, right, I want you to just stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review it and then rephrase it. I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. However, I am going to have to do it with Edgar, too, for his protection because we are using his card, okay?
Okay.
So, and I want to read it to you too, so this way you understand it all as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now, so once we get through all of this, then if Edgar's available, maybe we can get him on three-way. I don't know if you have the ability to do that or give him the heads up and I can call him and just get him through it. It's like 90 seconds. It's not even that long. If he speaks Spanish, I'm bilingual, so I can also do it in Spanish. Just an FYI. Okay. All right.
Add them on three ways, if it's easier. Whatever's easiest for you.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of the business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google. So here we're asking, please state the name of the business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
All Time Electric.
Please state your name and title within the business.
So it would say my name?
Yes. Please say your name. So you're going to state your name.
Okay. Stephanie Aguilar, and I would be the manager.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct, on behalf of Edgar Aguilar?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Stephanie, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages,
yes,
and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, you might get a call from someone trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $499 a month. Even if somebody calls you and said, oh, you need to pay $5, you don't give them any money. You ask them, what's my security question? Because I'm going to put a security question on your account. So if you want to identify if it's us or not, you're going to ask them, what's my security question? and they'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. So we will be putting a security question on the account, okay? Now, if anyone were to ever call you, just take down their number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what we're saying here, we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call and let us know so we can make sure we're not already providing that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 13th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $598. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on October 13th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $499. Now, this, once the term's completed, okay, your agreement will automatically renew. So it's going to be a recurring payment. So once the term completes, it'll automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $499. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that's the number that I sent you, the 877-635-6225 number, and you're going to hit number one when you hear the recording. Now, if you choose to pause it or cancel the account, we ask that you please contact customer service at least 3 business days before the next billing is due, so this way you don't get charged. So you know, call 3 business days before the 13th, so that way they don't charge you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I'm sorry?
Do you agree? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to update the package. I'll be processing the payment. You're going to get the receipt sent to you both via text as well as email. Okay. And then we'll go over it in a couple minutes. Now, I want you to think about how your schedule looks, because what we're going to do, Stephanie, we're going to set up a client interview. The client interview, what we do is we block out an hour, and it's going to be conducted with one of our technicians. It could take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. Now, the client interview is super important because basically the technician's going to go over the notes that I notated to make sure I listed everything accurately. They're going to talk to you about the Google ads. They're going to talk to you about the areas that we're targeting, the keywords, the search terms. So this is where the magic is going to happen. It's not so much with me, although I believe it is. So the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving, because I'll also be talking to you about the website too. Okay. So I know tomorrow, you said by tomorrow you should confirm what the phone number, that's the right phone number? Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to schedule the client interview for tomorrow? Or do you want to schedule it for, because tomorrow's Thursday, or do you want to schedule it for Friday? So this way it gives you time to have that other phone number?
Yeah, please, Friday.
Okay, so let's do Friday. What time do you prefer on Friday?
Earlier in the day.
Earlier in the day. Okay. So for Friday, let me tell you what I have here. Friday, I have appointments as early as 8 to 8 o'clock. So 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and 3 to 4. What time would you like?
11 to 12.
11 to 12. Okay. Now, on Friday, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. if for some reason you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you guys call me back in 5 minutes and we'll call you right back. I don't want you to miss this appointment. It's super important. Okay?
Okay.
And then we'll send you a reminder an hour before the client interview just to let you know that it's coming up. So just real quick, Stephanie, I don't know if he's getting a text message, Edgar, to his phone, because it came up, it says suspected fraud. So that tells me he might have something with his bank that it'll send him a notification if he was charging that.
Okay, you want me to call him?
Yeah, you want to call him? Yeah, if you can, please. Yeah, because I don't want to try to run the card again.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
Okay, Edgar's on the line.
Okay.
Hi,
Edgar.
His text message.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Did you get a text message, like, from the bank?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you respond to it?
I just did right now, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so right now, I just need you for, like, 90 seconds because I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It's for your protection. I walked Stephanie through it, but I need to walk you through it because we charged your card. Okay? So when I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review it and rephrase it. Okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding of it as well. All right?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All Time Electric.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Edgar Aguilar.
And what's your title? CEO? Okay, perfect.
CEO? Yeah.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you authorized Stephanie Aguilar, your manager, to make changes to the account as well?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Edgar, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So because of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you guys agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Meaning that one? I don't understand that one.
Let me explain it. Okay. And let me go back one real quick. Now, if you guys get a call, I was telling Stephanie, if you guys get a call from someone trying to sell you like another type of online product, they are not associated with our company. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than your monthly subscription, right? And I'm going to set up a security question on the account for you guys, because let's say someone called you and tried to claim that they're local Splash, ask them, what's my security question? They'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Now, on this next question, what we're saying is that, you know, we're not saying you can't do on other online marketing, right? We're just saying that before you do, call us and let us know first so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Understood. Okay.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Agree.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 13th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $598. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Edgar, your second payment will be charged on October 13th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $499. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means is when the term's completed, you will automatically be charged every 13th of the month in the discounted amount of $499. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number I texted to Stephanie is 877-635-6225, and you guys will just hit prompt number one to reach customer service. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you guys aren't being charged, okay? So you would just call 3 business days before the 13th if you need to cancel or pause it. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and then I'm going to try to process the payment. And then, because I know you mentioned I wanted to give it some time before we try to charge it again, because I don't like charging back to back like that. And then we're okay. Going to be sending the receipt to Stephanie, both in the email and in a text message. So I'll need you to sign the receipt. I'll walk Stephanie through it. So maybe tonight you can sign the receipt, okay? And that's pretty much all I needed you for, Edgar. I can finish up the rest of
no
Stephanie
worries.
If you'd like.
No
I
worries.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
oh,
I'm
you
busy
are
right
so
now,
welcome.
So we appreciate it, guys.
Okay, so now you can get back to work. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, Stephanie, you're still there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to get you through these notes. Now, if for some reason my phone cuts out on you, I did not hang up on you. It's because sometimes it'll time out on me. I will call you right back, okay? So
okay.
Let's go over these notes. Now, let me see here. You said that they're licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's not a requirement. No se preocupe. It's not a requirement. I'm just notating it, okay? Now, the Facebook page, are you going to have him make it, or do you want us to do it?
Can you do it? I just need to confirm if he even has a personal
yes.
Facebook page.
Yes, we will do it. So here's what you're going to do. Even if you call me tomorrow and tell me, Nadine, here's the link, or text it to me or whatever, so that way I can implement it in the notes, or you can give them the link for the personal page during the client interview. Okay, so I'm going to put that you need a business Facebook page, and I'm going to put, we'll provide us the personal URL. We'll provide us the link. I'm just going to put during client interview that you'll give us the link for it, so that way they can create it for you guys. I mean, one less thing on your plate. And you guys have pictures. What about a business logo?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put it has business logo. And then let's see. Okay, so let's start going over some of the services. So obvious is the electrician. Do they do the EV stations or EV chargers, I think they call them?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to put, they do security systems, lighting fixtures. What do they do? Like, what do they want to be listed for?
Yeah.
Do you know specifically?
No.
Okay, so I'm looking, I'm going to put down, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put down the obvious. When you talk to Edgar and them, just ask them, is there anything specifically aside from an electrician that you guys want to be found for? Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to put panel upgrades, and I'm going to look at some of the stuff that's on the Yelp, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Generator installation I saw on there. And then I also saw EB charger, charging stations, okay, wiring upgrades.